your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
This is it, Geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
I see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back. It is Tuesday morning, party line. Little Justice on the flip side, and glad to be with you. Jim Merritt with us earlier this morning, talking all things COVID-19 and all what some of the things that they went through as a senator. It's hard to believe 6 years removed, COVID-19, 6 years ago. Celebrate March 11th. I remember that day well, as we were getting information from a variety of different people, local leadership, people telling us what we're going to be able to do, what we need not do, and how do we get the information out to businesses and to people. And it was I remember just hearing a report that, and this is where I struggle a little bit because, you know, we were told that there could be 25,000 people dead in Indiana by Easter. And Easter was just a few weeks away. There was a lot of fear. I don't know if I would use the word mongering, but there was a lot of fear stirring. That's for sure. So I'm glad that's over. But like he said, you never know what's the next situation to come. And if you are a believer like I am, in the sense of the Bible and Jesus and God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you read the scripture, it is coming. There is more to come. We're just scratching the surface, but the good news is there is hope. There is hope. That hope is in one being, one entity. That's God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I certainly invite you, as we get ready for the Holy Week and this Easter season, to put your trust in God. You heard Jim say that we need to have truth. Well, that's absolutely right. We do need to have truth. And Jesus said in John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through Him. And so just be mindful of that. I know I'm getting into a sermon. I'll stop because we have another guest. Joining us, Ms. Kim Stevens, Executive Director of Frankfort Main Street. But I know she also believes that Jesus is the way, but it's always good to talk to a fellow believer. Good morning, Kim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sam. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, one day at a time and enjoying the roller coaster ride that we call Indiana weather. I think there needs to be, you know, Indiana Beach, Indiana Beach, or Kings Island, or somewhere. I'm thinking Indiana Beach because it's the, or Santa Claus, maybe Santa Claus Land, Holiday World, needs to come up with a roller coaster that just says Indiana weather.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it would be a hit because you'd have some really tough dips and you'd have some really high hills, and then you would come in with some, you'd blow some rain on you. And then you'd go through a tunnel that's really cold, and then you'd come around a curve. Hey, there's an idea there.
But I think I'll pass on that one.
You don't want to ride it, huh? I remember going to Kings Island and riding the Beast. Oh, Lord. And someone told me when they said, "Now, son, after you ride this, your neck will never be the same." I said, "Yeah, I think you're right." After riding it about five times, so we have one of our church members that is a roller coaster enthusiast, and he's in his 80s. He's ridden about every roller coaster in the country, and some in the world. He loves roller coasters. So, roller coasters can also be a analogy for business, because that's kind of the way business has been in the last several years. We were talking about the pandemic. We were talking about COVID-19 with Jim Merritt. We all went through that together. I mean, businesses were certainly affected. How do you think businesses, as we piggyback off of that, how do you think businesses have been able to, navigate after these 6 years? It's been 6 years now.
Well, our business climate downtown has changed just a little bit. So some of the businesses that are down there now did not walk through that as a small business, or at least not in the downtown area. But we try to remind them at each one of our, our Main Street mixers, our conference calls, that, you need to be mindful of different ways to reinvent yourself and present yourself to the community, to keep your products, keep your business name in front of people's eyes all the time. And so I think that prior to COVID, we had many businesses that did not have a very good social media presence. During COVID, they learned kind of on the fly. We had experts that joined our calls and would walk us through different things. We had someone that we invited to work with our small businesses one-on-one to help them have a much better presence, and that worked out great. And a lot of our newer businesses had already had a great social media presence, so that helped a lot when they came on board. So it's just, I think, reminding, we forget too soon, I think, to, when something life-changing happens to us, it's easy to quickly forget just how we had to survive, or how we, had to maybe change things up a little bit. And it's easy to get very complacent. So, unfortunately, I think that we probably don't remember quite as much as what we think we do when it comes to keeping our business in front of folks. And I don't mean to sound negative with that, but it's just a reminder that we have to, constantly be reminding our small businesses about.
Well, I use the analogy, I use it all the time in the chamber, as we, work together on a lot of different things. It's like church. You get as much as what you put into it. You can't just open up a business and hang a shingle and say, "Well, I hope people come visit me." It's same way with church. You got to be engaged. It's a two-way street. You have to be people. You got people reaching out, but you also have to have engagement coming back in. So I think you make a great point, Kim. The importance of not forgetting. You got to earn that almost every day. I can tell you from what we deal with at Glover's Ice Cream, it's a constant. There's a lot of competition in that world, and you've got to constantly just stay out in front. And sometimes, you think, "Oh golly, are we too much?" But I don't know if you can ever be too much out there, because people still say, oh, I didn't even know there was a Glover's. I did not thought Glover's closed. I thought Glover's closed. I didn't know it was still. And you're thinking, my goodness, with all of the social media and all as much as we're trying to market, it's still people out there that, you know, I didn't even know that you existed.
Right. But, you know, Shan, one thing that I try to remind our small businesses often is you got to set yourself apart and give people a reason to want to come back and watch you, or want to come back and see what you've got available, because you keep it exciting for them. And I'm going to use Delilah's as a very good example. You know, she started doing some funny videos, which may not have a heck of a lot to do with one specific product or even, you know, two or three products that she carries. But it's catchy and it's fun, and I can't wait to see the next one. So, you know, it keeps me coming back. And I know that is the key. You have to give people a reason to think about you.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I don't disagree. And I think marketing is big at this day and age, especially in social media. You really do have to kind of, like you said, set yourself apart. And there's so many different ways to do that. But, you know, here's the challenge. I think, you know, somebody makes a widget. Somebody has a product that they want to sell. Maybe they make a great gumbo, or maybe they make an incredible product that's an accessory to a car. They do that very well, but, you know, there's so many other elements that go along with really having an opening a business, that sometimes that's where folks fail, is that in the business plan, in the marketing plan, in the strategic plan. And that's where, you know, place people like Main Street and the Chamber can help, because there, you know, there's lenders out there. There are folks that are out there also ready to, you know, to help and just, you know, throw ideas off of, you know, be able to, you know, basically help navigate and guide folks, at least in practical areas. And like you said, and to the point where you get up and you say, you know what, I appreciate the practicality, but now I've got to get creative and really engage my clients and my customers. And, you know, I think that's the secret sauce.
Exactly. And, you know, we're constantly looking for different ways to, I don't want to use the word incentivize, but to encourage and empower and engage our small businesses. And the way that we do that is constantly trying to come up with different ideas that maybe they haven't thought about. And as an example, I'm going to, I know that he would be fine with me sharing this, but Frank Harness, who has Karate USA, he's had that business in the downtown since, I believe it was 93, if I remember correctly.
That sounds right. It was somewhere in the 90s, yeah, or mid-90s, yeah.
And you know, Frank has done a phenomenal job, you know, teaching many of our youth and adults in our community. But he came in about almost 2 years ago now and said, hey, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep going. I know Frank and I both, he had a knee replacement the day before I did. So we were kind of going through, both of us, some physical things that, you know, you just get discouraged, because if you're active people, you expect to be able to get back on your feet and get right back into it. So he was a little bit down, and, you know, attendance had started and memberships had started falling off a bit. And so we sat down and I said, okay, Frank, let's take a look at, give me 2 weeks. Let me take a look at what you've got going on here. And when I looked at the website and the Facebook page, nothing on there told me, and this isn't a slam to Frank, this is just, you know, you have to decide what are the priorities in your business. And sometimes there's just not enough of you to go around. And sometimes when you're physically down, it's hard. It's hard to focus on those things. And, you know, I noticed that, you know, his events had not been updated since 2020. And I said, okay, let's make a list. So we started making a list of things that he needed to maybe focus on. Most people didn't know that Frank is a ninth degree black belt, which there's only one more degree to go to be the whatever the top, and I apologize, I don't know the terminology.
That's like Chuck Norris range there.
Yes, exactly. And I said, you know what? If I'm looking to put my kid in a karate class, I want to know that my instructors, which he has five, that are, I think the one with the least amount is a third degree black belt. So, you know, he's got five instructors, including himself, that are very talented, very, you know, highly respected in the field. And I said, as a parent, I would want to know that I'm not just sending my kid to somebody who thinks they know how to do karate. I want to make sure that they're going to someone who has experience and they know what they're doing. And another thing that we talked about is I noticed that other karate dojos did not, or that they were offering like summer camp. Frank, that is usually his slowest time because a lot of his kids also are participating in other sports. I said, hey, the Y just closed, or a core at that time. I said, the core just closed. They don't have a summer camp for kids this year like they normally do. Why don't you offer a summer camp? Maybe that'll give some of the kids something different to focus on. So he is just getting ready to offer his second year of summer camps, which, you know, completely can change the ballgame for him. So what happened with Frank, you know, we just kind of had a review the other day. His enrollments are up. You know, he's got people that are interested in still enrolling, and he's come up with a couple incentive programs. Now he's offering his second year of summer camp, a couple different weeks, in June, one in June and one in July, you know, that he didn't have before. But sometimes it just takes someone looking at it with different eyes. I know nothing about karate other than I know that I wouldn't want Frank to be upset with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I think, you know, he looks like a gentle giant, but I think he could probably whip me pretty easy. But, you know, those are the kinds of things that we like to offer to our merchants is, look, sometimes you're so involved in the day-to-day process that you can't see some of the things that are right there that are easy wins or, you know, low-hanging branches. And it may not take a lot to change it. It just may take focusing on a couple different things. But with that, I want to share that because some of these things over the last couple of years have become more and more of a challenge, Frankfort Main Street has worked with the Redevelopment Commission, and I'm happy to say that Thursday I will be going before them for final approval on two different grants that we want to offer. One of them is called Restore, Revitalize, and Renew. And that is a grant that would be up to $5,000, and it would be available for a new, existing, or expanding business in the Downtown Historic District. We do have some criteria that we expect, and it's based on basically your business experience. So, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, having a business plan, having a marketing plan. So there are some criteria that they would have to sign a memorandum of understanding, basically, that says, hey, we know we don't have all the answers, basically, but, you know, here are some things that we want to help keep you motivated and encouraged and empowered to be the best business that you can be. So, you know, we'll ask for a business plan. We will ask for, like, your marketing plan. How do you continue to do this? If you don't have those plans available, we will work with you to make sure that you get those in place. You know, we ask for your participation in some of our Main Street mixers and some of our local educational programs that are offered. So, like right now, I know through the Chamber, you guys are doing the Bold Business Collective. So those are some things that we're asking our small businesses to agree to participate in so that, one, they can be connected, but they can also be learning and growing at the same time as they're trying to grow their business. And what we will do is we will help find mentors that can walk alongside them and help hold them accountable so that they don't get lost in the shuffle or they don't get buried with, oh, my gosh, I didn't get, you know, this accomplished and, oh, I'll just let my social media go. If we need to, we'll help find someone who can help you at least put a content calendar together and teach you how to you know, schedule those social media posts or whatever it is that we need to do. So that one is up to $5,000. You don't have to use the entire $5,000. And if you have a plan that's going to require more money than that, we want to help you find the resources to be able to make that happen. So that's the first one. The other one is we call it our Spark New Business Plan. And that is, or New Business Grant, sorry. That is up to $20,000. And again, we ask for some criteria to be met. So you'll have to sign a memorandum of understanding saying, you know I have to have the business plan. I know I have to have this kind of insurance. We are asking, because this is through the Redevelopment Commission, we are asking for a surety bond for that $20,000. So let's say 6 months from now, you say, you know what, this is more than I had bargained for. I don't really want to do this anymore. This is a way for us to be able, and I say us, the Redevelopment Commission, to be able to secure that money so that we can pass that on to the next business who might be interested in that. So those are the things that we're working on now. And like I said, March 26th, which is this Thursday, I will be going before the Redevelopment Commission again to ask for the final approval on that. And as soon as they approve that, those will be available as soon as April 1st for businesses that are interested.
Yeah, it's a great, great programs, great opportunities. And you know, some people say, well, where does that money come from? And I can tell you that, you know, the Redevelopment Commission gets the money from TIF. That is a tax increment financing. Those dollars are coming out of industries that we've helped attract into our community, partnerships between, you know, city, county, chamber, economic development, Main Street, all these folks that, you know, such as ConAgra, that was our first TIF project that was ever done. Those dollars have done so much for the downtown. When you think about burying all the utilities, the streetlights, so many different projects, the Prairie Creek Park, if it hadn't been for those TIF dollars, there would not be, you know, be those things. And so now I really applaud the Redevelopment Commission and working with you as Main Street, Kim, to be able to now offer those dollars to businesses, both new and existing, to help them. Because it's not just about the sizzle, it's also about the sustainability. And you want the sizzle, you want the spark, you want the new business, you want the attraction. But, you know, in my world, in the chamber world, we work probably more about, really about anything, is on retention, is keeping business sustainable, keeping them around, and especially the larger cap businesses and the mid cap businesses. But the sustainability is so key and vital, and these little programs that come along are huge to those small businesses that are just trying to, you know, if I could just get through the season, if I can just get through another month, they can make it. And these are bright lights of hope for the businesses, and greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Shan. And, you know, this is something that we have been working on for a long time. I think the first time I put an idea together like this was in 2016. And you know, we didn't have all the pieces in place that we needed. But, you know, I could see that there was definitely a need for our small businesses. And a lot of them are experts in what they're doing. You know, whether it's retail, they know how to sell something to somebody when they come through the door or to get them through the door. But there may be an area that they have a weakness in that they just don't know. They don't know how to do it. So one of the things that I've been with Frankfort Main Street for going on 24 years, coming up in April, I'll start my 24th year, and this is one of the things that we've seen over and over again. So, you know, we have petitioned with our Indiana Main Street and our National Main Street saying, hey, these small businesses need some help. You know, usually a small business, especially a downtown business, might get started from a festival event and being very successful at a festival. Well, that's what you know. You don't really necessarily know about, you know, how to put together a commercial or, you know, a marketing campaign or, you know, how to set up QuickBooks and how to track all of your expenses and income. You know, those are things that as a small business, you know, when you're successful with people coming to your booth, whether it's at a festival or an event or something, you know, you think, oh, my gosh, well, if I had a brick and mortar, well, that totally changes things.
Right.
You know, it totally changes things. And you've got, you know, overhead and more responsibility with that. And so, you know, those are the types of things that we've been petitioning, we meaning Main Street directors and chamber directors, you know, we need help for our small businesses. So the National Main Street recently came out with and started populating what is called the Small Business Hub. And it's a free resource for any small business to be able to go on and take different types of classes, whether it's how to set up social media, how to run a social media campaign, how to do a business plan, how to do a marketing plan. There, you can just pick whatever topic it is that you're looking for, and there's probably a series of classes. And the great thing about that is we can track those. We can track, so if Shan Sheridan wanted to start a men's clothing store, and we said, okay, Shan, here's the grant. We'd like for you to apply for it, and you get this grant. As part of that understanding, there are different classes, and it'll be based on your experience. So if you've never run a business before, obviously we want you to go from the very beginning. You know, here's your business plan. Here's how you set yourself up financially. You know, here's how do you file for your tax site or your tax identification number. I mean, it just walks you through step by step by step by step. And there are so many resources out there, whether it's through Indiana Small Business. You know, the state of Indiana has a bunch of classes. So there's so many resources, but sometimes you just don't know where to start. So that's where we will be working with each individual business and saying, okay, we'll do an evaluation. Here's what we think that you need to do. And that won't be a decision that Kim Stevens makes for that business. It will be a team of people who are partnering with you to make sure that we can empower you with whatever it is that you need. So
awesome.
So that's where we're going.
Hey, that's fantastic. I know our hour has gone. I mean, it's amazing how quickly time flies, but we greatly appreciate it. I know there's a lot of things coming up. We got Thursday Thunder coming up. We've got, you know, the market. That's Mary Lynn Peters, but the market's going to be coming back to Veterans Park. We've got 4th of July. There's so many things. Hot Dog Festival. All those things, promote those things, market those things. How do folks get a hold of you, Kim, to be able to find out more about the grants and all those other activities?
They can give us a call at 765-654-4081. Stop by 62 North Main Street at the Iron Block Building. My office is in there. Or you're welcome to go online at frankfortmainstreet.org, and that's our website, and our contact information is on there. After we have everything approved, our final approval, all of the grant information will be on there.
Awesome. Well, you're doing the Lord's work, Kim. We greatly appreciate it. And, we certainly wish you the best Holy Week next week. I know it's amazing that we're talking Easter, but happy Easter to you. And we know the reason for the season, and we know our hope is in that Resurrection Sunday. Hope is in the resurrected Savior. So we appreciate that. Amen.
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 All right. Thanks, Kim. Have a great day. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Kim Stevens, Frankfort Main Street Executive Director, doing a great job trying to get some help to the businesses, small businesses. Make sure you go check things out, frankfortmainstreet.com, or you can go to 62 North Main at the Iron Block there and see Kim, or 654-4081 and give her a call. Or you can check out the Facebook page. They got a lot of ways, and the same way with the Chamber. If you want to come by, see us at the Chamber. We're at the Iron Block, 62 North Main. We're at discoverclintoncounty.com. A lot of great activity on our website. You can find out more about different things going on, our partnership with Main Street, our partnership with other entities. So, go to discoverclintoncounty.com. We'd love to talk to you, or just come by and talk with us. Have a cup of coffee. We'll be glad to talk business or whatever you want to talk about. All right, thanks for joining us today. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Until we get together maybe Thursday, good Lord willing, I hope you have a great week, a new week, and like we said always, be courageous and stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.